Okay, so who attended prom this year? They are all over now, right? Or just about? It's not cheap going to prom, is it? I mean, I remember back in my day, which was quite a few days ago, it was not cheap to go to prom. I looked up some numbers. 33% of prom goers last year, they don't have numbers for this year yet, spent over $500 on their prom costs. 35% of people believe they spent the right amount, but 65% thought that they spent more than they should have spent. But it's prom, right? You only live once. You have to do it right, right? I mean, there's the flowers and the jewelry and the manicure and pedicure, the tanning salon. I don't know, do they do that in Nebraska? The tanning salon, the hairdo, maybe some photos, pre-prom setting. Guys, we're cheap. Pre and post-prom prom parties or dinners, the ticket to get into the dance. You can go as wild and crazy as you want. And some people go wild and crazy with prom. I mean, in it for a dollar, in it for a dime, right? As the old saying goes. Well, it's over for this year. But for you confirmands, it's a reminder to start counting the cost, which means start saving the cash. Because your prom is, what, 5 years away at this point, depending? Or you can forget that night of night if you don't have money, unless you can charm your mom and dad into footing the bill for you, maybe sweet talk grandma to give you some money. It's expensive to be a kid these days, right? Forget the prom. If you just want to go out and hang out with friends, what's that going to cost you just to go get pizza? Or go to the movies, or whatever the heck it is you want to do. It costs. So that's a snapshot, you confirmands, of what's to come, what's in your future. It isn't cheap. So you better either have a job or really good parents who are willing to pay for all of that. Start working now and save hard so you can enjoy the good life through high school. Here's the truth as I see it, though. You can do anything you want to with your lives. Seniors, you're about to leave the nest. Scary as that sounds, right? You're about to leave the nest. You can do anything you want with your lives. You can go anywhere. You can engage in any activity. You can do anything you want. Because when you're adults, the sky's the limit to what you can do with your life. But everyone eventually figures out that everything has a cost. And you have to be able and willing to foot the bill. Since the day of your baptism, seniors, confirmands, whether you were carried to the font as an infant wearing the family christening gown, or whether you stood at the font on your own 2 feet, this is the moment you've been waiting for and working towards these past so many months. Confirmation. Okay. So your parents made you go through confirmation class. Good for them. That only means that they already know about self-denial and you're learning it. Sometimes you probably wanted to stay home and veg out in front of the TV, but you had to go to confirmation class instead. Heck, sometimes on Wednesday night, I wanted to stay home and veg out in front of the TV with the cat, but I had to go to confirmation class too. That's the cost of my chosen career. And while your friends probably spent their lunch periods talking about what fun stuff they did over the weekend, you missed it because you had to stay home and write your statement of faith, right? Confirmants, Eli and Zach and Ryan and Abby and Katie, as we've spent the last 10 weeks together, I hope that you've come to learn that anything we want from life comes with a cost. Whether it's going out and having fun or getting good grades or deepening our faith and trust in God. And for you seniors, the Michaelas and Josh and Bella and Izzy, mine and Linda's and Shelly's hope has been and is that you have also come to learn in your years of Sunday school and WOW and Illuminate in mission projects and church activities that our faith costs us. But I hope that you've also learned that our faith in Christ is the most valuable thing that we have and will ever have, because we can live with just about anything else in life. We can forget fancy clothes and pricey activities and trips to wonderful places, but we cannot live or forgo our faith in Christ, because it's the most important thing that we possess. And that's the point that Jesus was making in his lesson about counting the cost and giving up everything for the sake of the cross, that our faith will cost us, and cost us everything, but what we get back in exchange is priceless. Jesus says, for those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. That's why sometimes to achieve great things, we have to deny ourselves or commit ourselves fully, or we never realize our dreams, right? Anyone who wants good grades or who wants to do well in sports knows that. You have to be in it 100%. If anyone to become my followers, Jesus says, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. No problem then with this talk of the cross. Our confirmands are already a step ahead of other kids. They already know about saving up for something in the future, something eternal. They are beginning their lifelong journey of defining their faith in Christ for themselves, independent of their parents and their Sunday school teachers and me. They have chosen to enter into a deeper relationship with Christ. And I, for one, am so very proud of them. See, while others follow trends, they've decided to follow Christ. And while others want nothing but a social life, they've built a spiritual life for themselves as well. Or maybe you're just glad it's over. Perhaps confirming your baptismal vows doesn't rank up there with getting a driver's license or a date for the homecoming dance or helping to make your sports team a state champion or anything like that. But let's be real, confirmation is serious business. It has some costs. Denying yourself, losing your life-heavy crosses, that's a whole lot more than just saving up for prom. Confirmation marks our confirmands as adults in the church. They're perks. Yes, confirmands, you do get perks. Here they are. You get to vote in congregational meetings. That's a perk. You get to serve as a leader, as a deacon or elder. But most of all, you belong to a community of people who have chosen to enter the ministry, because that's all of us here. Now, sometimes we forget that and we think that confirmation is just a rite of passage. It's a photo op or something to make the grandparents happy. A great reason for a party, all for the small sum of spending 10 weeks with me. For Jesus, being grown up, being an adult in the faith, means denying ourselves, taking up our cross, and following him. It means spending our life in service to others. It means being the person God created you to be. Funny or goofy or creative or stylish or interesting or loving, awesome, whatever that is, in Christ, we become that special, one-of-a-kind person that God has fashioned us to be. So Eli and Zach and Ryan and Katie and Abby, that's the truth. Now, if I had told you all that on day one of confirmation, then you would have never signed on. But you did, and now you've made it through, and you have spoken of your faith to the session. And you had some beautiful and thoughtful and insightful words. And they've reaffirmed that your time has come to take your place as members of this church fellowship, and I'm so proud of you. Following Christ means that we will be judged by the life that we found in Christ. And that first and foremost in our lives, that's exactly what we do, is follow Christ. You know, in life, we think many things are important. But Jesus says there is only one thing that is important. Only one thing, and that is our souls. He says, what good will it be for someone if they gain the whole world, yet forfeit their souls? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? If confirmation class has taught you nothing, I hope it's this, that what we are inside is far more important than who we are on the outside, because the beauty of our spirits is worth more than all the money and fame and all of the things that you can have in this world. And when we learn that, then we've learned all there is to know. You can forget everything else, but remember Jesus' words. What profit is there if you gain the whole world but lose your soul? End of story. Now, as for you parents, some of you presented your children for baptism when they were too young to remember. And you promised to raise them faithfully in the hope that one day they would confirm their promises that they made, that you made for them with their own voice and from their own free will. Some of you brought your children to church without pressing them to make a commitment until that day came. Well, that day has come, and it's here right now. They are ready, and they will stand before us ready to take their baptismal vows for themselves. But it's what happens after confirmation that makes a difference. Whether adults or adolescents, we have to resist the temptation to do more than just follow the expectations of others, but choose instead to live up to the expectations of Christ. So confirmands and seniors, and for that matter, all of you, there really is no such thing as a free lunch. Jesus will even go so far as to remind us that there's no such thing as a free life either, because life costs, especially when it's a life well lived with integrity and faith and mercy and grace. How much does it cost? A lot. It will take everything that you have, every moment, every deed, every thought, every motive, every action of your lives. But the reward? Abundant life, now and always, with God our Creator who treasures us, with Christ who saves us, and with the Spirit who sustains us. And that is priceless indeed. Amen.